California regulators weigh PGE and AMP through 8,270's Fate, written by Hudson Sangri and read by an automated voice. By Hudson Sangri, the California Public Utilities Commission hosted a forum Friday where some experts urged it to break up Pacific Gas and Electric despite the challenges attending that move, while others favored keeping the troubled utility intact. Whatever the outcome, PUC President Michael Picker said, the solution is likely to seem as bad as the problem to many people. End quote, it's not a question of out of the frying pan and into the fire, end quote, Picker said. End quote, it's which fire are we going to pick? And Friday's forum was the second in a series of public meetings on PG&E held by the PUC. Most of the homes in Paradise were gutted by the Camp Fire, the deadliest in California history. And AMPCO RTO insider state regulators and other authorities have been discussing PG&E's future with greater urgency since it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization January 29. The utility cited billions of dollars in potential wildfire liability for its bankruptcy and said it might seek to rescind hundreds of costly power purchase agreements entered into when prices for renewable energy were higher than they are today. Recent disasters blamed on PG&E have increased public and political antipathy toward the 114-year-old utility, headquartered in San Francisco. State investigators have concluded PG&E equipment started wildfires that killed at least 22 people in 2017 and 2018. Not included in that total is the Camp Fire, the deadliest in state history, which killed 85 residents and destroyed most of Paradise, a town of 27000 in the Sierra Nevada foothills. Investigators have yet to determine the cause of the fire, but PG&E said its equipment is likely to blame. After NQUAT, so much death and destruction, and catch, the utility faces an unprecedented turning point, said David J. Hayes, executive director of the State Energy and AMP Impact Center at the New York University School of Law, end quote, you're never going to have a time, I think, when the public is more supportive of extraordinary steps than you have right now, end quote, he told PUC commissioners. Hayes and others suggested that breaking up PG&E into smaller entities could accomplish several goals, including reducing the risk of cyber attacks. If attackers took down PG&E, it would eliminate gas and electric service for much of California, he noted. But, quote, the system becomes more resilient, and, quote, if PG&E is separated into smaller units, he said. Culture of entitlement. The arbiters of PG&E's fate go beyond the PUC. They currently include a federal bankruptcy judge and another federal judge overseeing PG&E's criminal probation in the 2010 San Bruno gas pipeline explosion that killed 8 residents of a suburban San Francisco neighborhood. Governor Gavin Newsom, state lawmakers, and the state attorney general's office have weighed in. So has FERC, along with ratepayer advocates, fire victims, and generators that sell electricity to PG&E. The FBI is helping local authorities conduct a criminal investigation of PG&E's involvement in the Camp Fire, according to some news reports. At stake in all this activity is the future of the state's largest utility, which supplies electricity and gas to 16 million residents across 700,000 square miles of northern and central California, or about 42% of the state. PG&E's critics contend the public safety hangs in the balance and that the utility's finances must not take precedence. The utility is irredeemably flawed, some say. In quote, no amount of incentives, CEO compensation, or board member replacement can fix a company infected with a culture of entitlement, end quote, said Scott Hempling, a regulatory advisor and adjunct professor at Georgetown University Law Center. PG&E Coffee believes is entitled NQUAD to remain the monopoly franchisee indefinitely, no matter how many rules you break, how much evidence you hide, how many felonies you commit, or how much damage you do, end quote, Hempling told the POC. To stand up to PG&E, state officials must be ready to adopt alternatives to the monopoly, investor-owned utility, he said, end quote, we need to show that too big to fail is a myth. End quote, a senior citizens community in Paradise, California, was destroyed by the Camp Fire in November. PG&E Place has said its equipment was likely to blame for the fire that killed 85 people. And AMP's Quapi RTO insider PG&E insists it's taking safety concerns seriously and trying to change. It announced plans this month to install a new chief executive and 11 new board members out of 13, touting the new members' utility and safety experience. On April 22, however, PG&E provoked more public outrage by asking the PUC to increase its return on equity, a major source of profits, from 10.25% to 16%, to help pay for $28 billion in fire safety and other upgrades over the next 4 years. End quote. PG&E is proposing a $1.2 billion increase in its currently approved cost of capital based on a 16% return on equity, end quote, the utility said in a news release. The proposed increase is meant to ensure access to capital markets and would raise an average customer's electricity bill by about 7%, it said. End quote, investors must continue to play a vital role in providing the capital necessary to fund essential safety and reliability infrastructure upgrades and, CFO Jason Wells said in the statement, end quote, these investments allow PG&C to offset the upfront, immediate costs of these long-term projects to our customers. End quote, Travis Kavula, Director of Energy and Environmental Policy at the R Street Institute, a DC think tank, and a member of the Western Energy Imbalance Markets governing body, said the applications for higher returns on equity filed by PG&AMC and SEE would base a quarter to a third of the company's future profits on predicted fire liabilities. The utilities, especially PG&NP Aufquat, have already made, in essence, an opening bid to say what amount of their profit is guided by wildfire-related risk. And Kwakwudavula said. Instead, he said, profits should be connected to measurable results. And Kwakwudavula said. Instead, he said, profits should be tied explicitly to achievement of safety outcomes rather than simply being earned as a return paid on capital investments, and Kwakwudavula said. IOU vs. POU. In the debate about breaking up PG&CAMPIE, Bear Lindley, Assistant General Manager of the South San Joaquin Irrigation District, a publicly owned utility, said it would make sense for some areas of PG&E's territory to become municipal utilities. Publicly owned utilities are governed by elected officials and responsible to customers, not shareholders, he said. POUs have been shown, on average, to lower rates and increase reliability, he argued. End quote. Customers, owners, and the public are the same people in the POU model. They have the same interests, and quote, Lindley said. And quote, the POE structure provides an elegantly simple solution to align natural stakeholder interests for a monopoly business. And 39 other public entities provide electric service in California. And 39 other public entities provide electric service in California. LWP, the largest POU in the country, has 3.9 million customers. The smallest POUs serve fewer than 400 residents, according to the California Energy Commission. Currently, only San Francisco, one of the nation's wealthiest cities, is seriously considering acquiring PG&E's equipment and forming a municipal utility, Commissioner Martha Guzman Aceves said. Other communities would likely lack the means, she said, leading to disparities in electric service based on wealth. Businesses in Paradise, including the town's McDonald's restaurant, were ravaged by the campfire. And AMP Copy RTO insider Susan McCormack, a partner at corporate law firm Morrison and AMPA Forster, moderated the panel. She said municipal utilities don't have the resources to cover the billions of dollars in capital expenditures that PG&AMP likely faces to upgrade its infrastructure and cover wildfire costs. She recommended keeping the utility intact. John D'Estacio, president of the Large Public Power Council and former CEO of SMUD, said municipal utilities often have top credit ratings and access to capital. Still, he acknowledged, local governments would face significant challenges in trying to take over from PG&AP. SMUD faced difficult hurdles in attempting to annex outlying areas of Sacramento from the utility, end quote. This is a significant hill to climb in port, he said. One example of those challenges came from Sam Weaver, the mayor pro tempore of Boulder, Colorado, who participated in the PUC forum by telephone. Boulder has spent years battling Xcel Energy, the large IOU that serves the city, to take over its poles and lines and create a municipal utility. The results of that effort remain uncertain, and Boulder will likely pursue condemnation proceedings, Weaver said. Even if Boulder's municipalization effort ultimately fails, it may still achieve positive results in terms of rates and quality of service, he said. Xcel committed in December to providing its customers with carbon-free energy by 2050, becoming the first large IOU to make such a pledge. The move was likely a response to Boulder's pledge to provide all renewable energy by 2030 if it created its own utility. End quote. It applies pressure to the investor-owned utility because you establish yourself as a customer and not just as a captive ratepayer, end quote, Weaver said.